Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting.
In that meeting, a quick meeting, not a lot of things got done, but just some things that kind of needed to get done at this time of year. One of those things right off the bat this week is National EMS Week and National Public Works Week. Mayor read a proclamation kind of honoring those people. I guess, Aaron, take us through what that means to be able to celebrate both the EMS and the public works.
Yeah, definitely. And this is sort of that time of year. We've had proclamations for a Library Week, Public Service Week. We also had Police Department, and now there's EMS and our Public Works. You know, I think for a lot of folks, this year, maybe even more than most years, kind of is a time to pause and reflect and you know, acknowledge these folks. You know, I'm thinking more specifically about those EMS folks, given the current environment. And, you know, we're so fortunate here in Marion County to not have experienced some of the things that have happened when you think about larger cities, other parts of the country, and even around the world. But these folks, nonetheless, are still putting themselves in harm's way at this time. We do have active cases here in Marion County. We do know that those cases are growing. And so often these folks are responding to those and putting themselves in a position where they're exposed to not just COVID-19 and the coronavirus, but other things too. And so we certainly appreciate them and all the folks out in public service. It's not just city folks. We have a lot of good folks with Marion County. We know the state of Iowa, and even at the federal level, folks out there, you know, trying to help us get through these trying times. So we're appreciative of them. And obviously our public works, that's a critical part, whether it's the streets we drive on, the water we have coming into our homes, and everything in between. A lot of times it can be thankless work. We sort of just take for granted that water will come when we need it, that toilets will flush when we need them to. And there's folks working hard behind the scenes, making sure that those things happen, that they happen in a way that is cost effective and efficient and safe.
Now, one part of the meeting that had to do kind of with those public workers was a biosolids hauling contract for the water reclamation facility was approved, a local business. Take us through what exactly that means and why it was needed during the council meeting.
This really gets to the heart of what our water reclamation plant is and does. And so it goes through a process to treat the sanitary sewer that comes from the community. And as part of that, it goes through a series of steps where the sewer is essentially cleaned through filtration and other processes, including even live bacteria that helps to clean it. And as the process winds down and finishes, there is a byproduct that's left over. And that's those biosolids that you're talking about. And so those will continue to collect in the facility, and they have to be taken somewhere. But those things are actually very rich in nutrients, and so they're able to be used essentially like fertilizer. And so the contract is for somebody to come in and to take those byproduct solids, and they will spread them through contracts they have with farmers here in the area. And so it's sort of a win-win in a sense that we have things removed from our facility that need to be taken out, and then they can be reused to fertilize and encourage growth of crops in the area here. So this is something we've done for many, many years. And so periodically we will rebid that contract just to keep things cost competitive. And so the action at the most recent council meeting was just to rebid that, take new quotes. And we did end up with a new hauler this year, and it's somebody locally who will be handling that. And so we're happy to have that and continue to have that service.
Now, another portion of the meeting, probably the main topic of the discussion of the meeting, was the general obligation corporate purpose bond, setting a date and sale for that. Take us through exactly what that means as far as setting a date and the sale for that.
Yeah, and this is something that's been sort of building over a long period of time. But as you go out to sell bonds as a community, it's not something that happens overnight. It takes several steps. And so this is just the next step along that path. And we're actually starting to wind down that process. So last night, a public hearing was set. That will happen on June 1st, which will be the next council meeting. And at that time, we work with financial consultants who will actually do the bond sale earlier that day. So they'll, in a very short explanation, a simplified explanation, they represent the city and they help us to borrow money. So the terminology used here is that we sell bonds. We sell our promise to pay somebody back. And the way it's sold is people essentially bid an interest rate. And in, it's sort of reverse of your typical option, where they actually bid the interest rate down. With the lowest interest rate, typically who wins. And so that will happen on the morning of June 1st. And then that will set up the council to have the public hearing to finalize the sale that night. And then ultimately these funds will be used to continue street work. This will be to take care of the city's portion of the Highway 14 project, which is predominantly tied up in the traffic controls, so the new traffic signals that will be out there. It also will have money sufficient to not just take care of 2020, but a street program we'll be doing in 2021 too.
As we talk about street improvements there, last portion of the meeting was the culvert replacement project for the Roach Street, a pay application for that. I know we've talked about that in the past, but take us through what that exactly was during the city council meeting on Monday.
Yeah, this is just a request to pay a pay application from the contractor on that project. They've been at it for several weeks now and want to be paid for the work that's been done out there. And it's a project. It's a substantial one. And a lot of work has happened already. They've started with the West Lane, with that being the only access point for folks who live on South Roach, south of the Coppetine Creek. They're having to turn it into essentially a one-lane bridge as they repair one side and then the other. So a little bit of an inconvenience. Fortunately, that is not a very heavily trafficked area, not a lot of residents there, but certainly an important project, not just for that area, but for the creek itself, and maintaining access for folks who do live south of Coppetine Creek on Roach Street. So very standard stuff. It's essentially paying bills to the contractor. And so far they've kept that project even ahead of schedule a little bit. So hoping to have that done for folks there soon and get them back to more business as usual.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.